down the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, in a way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, in a way you feel. Hey, hey, mama, mama, rock me, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. I wanna rock like a southbound train. Hey, yeah, yeah, mama, you may rock me, rock me.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Severe weather moving up the eastern seaboard. What started as a storm in Florida traveled along the I-95 corridor, bringing high winds, heavy rain, and flooding to much of the East Coast. Senate negotiators failing to reach a deal on border security, which House Republicans have tied to funding for the wars in Israel and Ukraine. There was some new action along the border over the weekend, however.
Officials at the U.S.-Mexico border are temporarily suspending freight train crossings in El Paso and Eagle Pass, Texas, in order to redeploy resources elsewhere. It comes after authorities reportedly apprehended more than 4,000 migrants in the area yesterday alone. Temporary closures were also recently imposed at a port of entry in Arizona and at a pedestrian entrance in San Diego.
ABC's Liz Landers. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's in Israel, where he's expected to press the Israelis to wind down operations in Gaza as the UK, France, and Germany join the growing international calls for a ceasefire. This is ABC News. The head of Florida's Republican Party suspended amid a rape allegation.
The party's executive committee also called for Ziegler's resignation during an emergency meeting on Sunday. Ziegler has not been charged with a crime and has refused to step down. The accusations came to light last month. That's when details of a relationship involving him, the accuser, and his wife went public.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Holiday gatherings are on the rise, and so are holiday respiratory illnesses.
The CDC says 17 states and New York City are seeing high or very high levels of COVID, flu, and RSV. COVID hospitalizations were up 3% last week. That is the fifth straight weekly increase. Now, experts say the increase in illnesses is typical for this time of year, and health officials are urging anyone who is sick to, of course, stay home.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. A sweet weekend for Wonka, debuting top of the box office. The movie starring Timothée Chalamet is a young Willy Wonka gobbling up $39 million over the weekend. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right, and up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin. Happy holidays to ADRC Price County residents and especially ADRC caregivers. Caregivers are a true gift. This holiday message is from all the folks at ADRC of the North, Price County Branch.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin corn mill agrees to pay close to $2 million in penalties and make major safety improvements. That's after the explosion in Cambria 6 years ago that killed six workers and injured some others. Didion Milling is required to develop a safety system and work closely with federal safety regulators. Two company officials were convicted in October of falsifying documents and obstructing the OSHA investigation. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says a deal approved by state university leaders this week is, quote, just the first step. Wisconsin's most powerful Republican says he wants to eliminate what he calls cancerous diversity practices on campus. Milwaukee State Representative Dora Drake tweets, the fight for underrepresented groups continues. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stockbox is a program that provides healthy food every month to improve the diet and nutrition of lower-income seniors 60 and over. Monthly food packages include canned fruits, canned vegetables, cereal, canned and dry milk. If you'd be interested in this program or if you have questions, please contact Cheyenne Litvinoff at 715-339-2158 or email cheyenne.litvinoff@co.price.wi.us.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Karen Boots Ertle, age 87, of Butternut, passed away peacefully on Friday, December 15th, under the care of Marshfield Medical Home Health and Hospice. She is survived by her loving husband, Bill, by her three children, John Ertle, Mary Wagner, and Scott Ertle, all of Butternut. Further survived by 7 grandchildren, by 5 great-grandchildren, survived also by her sisters-in-law and by other relatives and friends. Funeral mass to be held at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Butternut on Friday, December 22nd, 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara and Deacon Robert Shinnebeck will co-officiate. Visitation will be held at the church on Friday from 9:30 a.m. until the hour the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Karen Boots Ertle, 87, Butternut.
Marion Louise Seitz, age 89, of Menominee Falls, died peacefully on December 11th, 2023, in Menominee Falls. She is survived by her loving husband, Marty, of Menominee Falls, 2 children, Melissa Hanna of Chanhassen, Minnesota, Martin Seitz of Springfield, Illinois, 7 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. on Monday, December 18th, 2023, at the Congregational Church in Fifield. Reverend Don Quigley will officiate. A visitation will be held at the church on Monday, December 18th, 2023, from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. The family has designated Fifield Congregational Church or Breast Cancer Research Foundation for memorial contributions. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Marion Louise Seitz, age 89, of Menominee Falls.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs, so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
There's a good chance you need a new tractor, something durable and reliable. But in today's world, it has to be affordable. A tractor that'll help you get the job done quickly, efficiently, and with no hassle ownership. The new name in compact tractors is TYM. So here's what you do. Go to TYMOffers.com, check out the full model lineup, and get the best deals of the year. TYMOffers.com. Go there now. TYMOffers.com. And you can thank me later.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. We have a chance of snow today at a high near 20. Winds will be out the northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 35. We're done with snow by tonight, leaving us with mostly clear skies and a low around 7 with a southwest wind of 5 to 10. Winds will stay to the southwest on Tuesday at 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 30 with partly sunny skies and a high near 30. Wednesday warms up to 36 with mostly sunny skies and will have an east wind up to 10. Thursday will continue to warm up to 38 with partly sunny skies. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 17 degrees.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRoster. The 49ers wrap up a division crown by outscoring the Cardinals. George Tanner has more.
Brock Purdy threw for 242 yards and four touchdowns, two each to Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel, to lead the 49ers to a 45-22 victory over the Cardinals, their sixth straight win. McCaffrey also rushed for 115 yards and another score as the Niners win the NFC West title for the second consecutive year.
Rams beat the Commanders 28-20. Bills rout the Cowboys 31-10. Ravens 23-7 over the Jags. Saints dominate the Giants 24-6. Texans beat the Titans in overtime 19-16. Panthers on a low-scoring win over the Falcons 9-7. Dolphins shut out the Jets 30-0. Buccaneers beat the Packers 34-20. Browns 20-17 over the Bears. Chiefs beat the Patriots 27-17. SRN Sports. Basketball, the Bucks beat the Rockets as Milwaukee's top player breaks a team record.
Damian Lillard, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Chris Middleton carried the Bucks past the Rockets, 128-119. Lillard poured in 39 points and had 11 assists as Milwaukee earned its 13th straight home win. He hit 3 of 4 free throws in the final minute after Dylan Brooks and Ime Udoka each received 2 technical fouls. Antetokounmpo finished with 26 points and 17 boards, breaking the team career rebounding record previously held by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But the game was close until Middleton scored 14 of his 20 points in the fourth quarter. Fred VanVleet's 22 points led the Rockets. I'm Dave Ferry.
Celtics still perfect at home at 14-0. They beat the Magic. Pelicans down the Spurs. Bucks beat the Rockets. The Suns overcome a 16-point deficit to beat the Wizards. And the Warriors get the best of the Trailblazers. Steph Curry's NBA record three-pointer streak ends at 268 games. SRN Sports.
The Packers lose to the Buccaneers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a back-and-forth battle of the bays before the Buccaneers took over in the second quarter and never looked back. The final 34-20 in favor of Tampa. Buccaneers receiver Chris Godwin, over 150 yards on 10 catches. Quarterback Baker Mayfield.
Guy's just so consistent, man. Can't say enough about him. A true stud, true professional.
Buccaneers head coach Todd Bowles.
You know, we're playing good December football right now. We won three. We got three more to go. We can't rest. We can't stop. We got to keep working.
The Packers tied the game 10-10 in the first quarter, then just couldn't seem to make the adjustments. Matt LaFleur.
Give Tampa a ton of credit. They came in and they whooped us in every phase, outcoached us, outplayed us. We got to play better. We got to coach better.
At 6-8, how will this young team respond? Jordan Love.
It's what we've been doing the whole season. It's you know, how do we respond? How do we bounce back? Find a way to get better. Focus on that and make sure we go get a win.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports from Lambeau Field, I'm Mike Clemens.
And some other local sports notes from the weekend. Friday night basketball, boys basketball. You had Phillips topping Athens. We'll have that game archived for you later this morning. Phillips beating Athens to open up the Merrillwood Conference schedule. 68-58, Loggers get the win. It was Prentice edging Shawamigan 71-56. The Bruce boys top Winter Friday night 66-58. Rib Lake was a winner over Abbotsford 66-40. You had Lakeland boys topping Northland Pines 40-26. And the Rhinelander boys beat Tomahawk 69-26. In girls basketball from the weekend, you had Maple Northwestern topping Ashland 63-36. The Mellon girls get a win over Hurley 40-34. The Butternut girls top Solon Springs 67-45. Winter was a winner over Bruce 55-26. The Rib Lake girls, they top Prentice 52-42. Lakeland a winner over Northland Pines girls 73-28. It was Rice Lake topping Medford 65-38. And the Rhinelander girls defeat Tomahawk 60-22. Team Seal hockey action from Saturday had Shawano Bonduelle Co-op team defeating the Team Seal squad by a score of 9-4. The Butternut boys basketball team scheduled to entertain Solon Springs tonight at the Butternut Gym. Meanwhile, the Shawamigan boys will be playing tomorrow. We'll have that game for you on 103.1 tomorrow night with a 7:15 tap. The Phillips boys basketball team will travel to Abbotsford tomorrow. The Butternut girls are scheduled to be at South Shore. Meanwhile, the Phillips girls returning back from that Florida trip where they went 2-1, scheduled to entertain Rib Lake on Tuesday. And in other action, Team Seal Hockey will be in action this Friday. We'll have that game for you. They'll host Antigo Friday night at 6 o'clock at the Park Falls Recreation Arena. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
Tree Company, may I help you?
It worked. It's you.
It's me.
Hi.
What can I do?
I'm here to see a Walter Hobbs.
A Walter Hobbs?
Yes.
Where you at?
It's me, Buddy.
This is Terry. I don't know who Buddy is.
What do you want for Christmas?
You're not nice. What do I want for Christmas?
Yes.
I want it all.
That's a joke, isn't it? Why don't you just say it?
What do you mean, just say it?
I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
Man, I've not a clue who this is.
Uh-oh. Sounds like someone needs to sing a Christmas carol.
Tell me who you are.
It's me, Buddy.
Who's Buddy?
I'm Buddy the Elf.
Buddy the Elf?
From the North Pole.
From the North Pole?
Yes.
You know, Candy will tell you what she wants for Christmas.
That sounds great.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
It's me, Buddy.
Hey, Buddy.
What do you want for Christmas?
I really, really would like to have a big hug from you.
Yes. I plan out our whole day. First, we'll make snow angels for 2 hours, and then we'll go ice skating, and then we'll eat a whole roll of Toll House cookie dough as fast as we can, and then, to finish, we'll snuggle.
Hey, sounds good to me.
That sounds great.
What can we do for you?
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. We love you too. Talk to. I need to use the phone. Call us later.
We'll call you in 5 minutes.
Okay. Bye bye.
This is my country. Sleigh bells ring.
Merry Christmas. 98Q Country.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write, I love you. Oh, pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Busy feet. hustled by him. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. There he sits all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that you won't pass him by. Should you stop? Better not. Much too busy. You better hurry. My, how time does fly. In the distance, the ringing of laughter, and in the midst of the laughter, he cries, pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue, wrap your presents to your darling. From you, pretty pencils to write, I love you. Oh, pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Oh, pretty paper, pretty ribbons of.
Maybe I'm just wishful drinking. Give my heart something to sink in. Better make it to nothing I won't do for another round of me and you. I know it's a shot in the dark. Looking for what's left of a spark. Throwing them back like I got nothing to lose. It's a slow burn just like you. Everybody says give it time. But I'm feeling like I'm stuck on. It's a slow burn.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Tis the season of ugly sweaters and fruitcake. At least we have more nonstop country for you.
Hey, 98Q Country.
It's all cold down along the beach. The wind's whipping down the boardwalk. And man, you guys know what time of year it is. What time, huh? You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many. Not many. You guys in trouble out here. Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why.
Songs. Santa's coming to town indeed a week from today, 7:31. Hope you are well on this Monday, the 18th of December. The bug is going around. It is going around, and I hope, well, it's hard to avoid it, isn't it? Unless you crawl inside unless you just lock the doors of your house and don't go anywhere. It's hard. It's hard. It's the bug is out there, so do what you can. Keep yourself healthy, you know, eat eat healthy stuff, vitamin C, all that good stuff to try to do what you can to keep yourself healthy. It's about all you can do. We were in Chicago a week from, seems like a long time ago, down there, and we caught it. We caught the bug, and we were out most of last week. We're feeling good this week. I think most people who have the bug, that you go through about, maybe 4 or 5 days pretty rough, and then you come out of it, I think, and then you're like expecting to get back to that normal, and it just kind of lingers around like an in-law after Christmas, just kind of hanging there. So we'll be all right. We'll be all right. Christmas a week from today. Scientists, did you see this? Scientists have detected a poisonous gas coming from a small moon on Saturn. Poisonous gas. And they say that may be sign of life on Saturn. Could be sent, or could be just a Taco Bell. I don't know what that means. Poisonous gas, I guess, equals life. Yes, in the scientist world. The bomb cyclone hitting the East Coast. Goodness gracious. They created this term a couple of years ago. Kind of like it. They don't ever call it a bomb cyclone when it hits us, do they? No. Because it has to be something involved, I guess, with the ocean and all that stuff out there. So the 2 feet of snow we get here and the 30 below wind chills, you know, doesn't qualify to be their bomb cyclone, apparently. Man, what a wimpy winter for us so far. A little bit of dusting of snow on the overnight, but it's not going to hang around, and we're not expecting, it's not going to be a white Christmas unless something really drastically changes in our weather forecast. So the folks up in the eastern part of the state, eastern part of the country, and also down in Florida, they continue to get wet down there. The experts say they're not going to put a specific time frame on it, but the experts are pretty confident that there's certain parts of that southern tip down there of Florida that eventually it's just the ocean's just going to take it over. It's just going to ooh. They say that the levels are rising a bit, and if you, I guess when you build houses and stuff on tall stilts out in the ocean, you know, stuff like that can happen. Christmas 1 week away, like we said, and you can tell it's good. How can you tell? Joel, you're saying, Joel, how can I tell? If I just close my eyes, how can I tell that it's Christmas? Just listen very closely. Just listen very closely. Dasher and Prancer. They just received their congressional subpoenas today to testify in the Biden impeachment. That's right. That's right. Get out of here, baby. I've been saying this for many, 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 many years. It should be part of the inauguration of a president. I agree to uphold the laws of the Constitution. I agree to go along with any impeachment that is likely to happen while I'm still, it's just kind of a part of the thing, though, isn't it? And I don't think there's been a president, I think it goes back to Clinton, isn't it? Didn't it start with Clinton that, well, Clinton was different, but when you're president, you're just, someone's going to file impeachment stuff against you. It's going to happen. The Packers, can we impeach? No. The Packers are a young team. We just need to focus on the fact that going into this year, this was not supposed to be a playoff year. Not supposed to be a playoff year. And then the Packers won a few in a row there in the middle. All got optimistic. Thought, hey, this is a pretty good team. And now they lost again, and now everybody should be fired again. It's just amazing. I can't even do it. I used to go on social media like Facebook after games just for entertainment of it. I just can't take it anymore. These people are just so week to week knee jerk. Fire LaFleur, fire. Then you win the next game. You're just like, I think we're going in the right direction. Settle down. Just one or two plays in the midst of an entire game where there's people throwing their bodies. There's arms over here. There's legs over there. People are going under the blue tent and they're They're duct taping people back together and saying, get back out there. And one or two plays, and you're like, ooh, they're great. No, they're horrible. The NFL is, it's like a, I don't know. It's like the days of the armored suits and the jousting is what I'm thinking of. That's what it is. I mean, these, man, you see Aaron Jones run. It let me say this. Fun to watch Aaron Jones run, but he needs to see, he needs to start running a little more, a little smarter. He runs without just, I mean, just three linebackers. He's throwing them in there. It's fun to watch, but it ain't going to last long when you do that. You got to pick your spots, and you got to be, I just think the running backs that survive many years, they know when to and when not to go after it. And trying to get that one extra yard on the sideline, unless it's for a first down, it's not worth it. It's just not worth the 6 weeks on the injured list. So the Packers, and I think one thing that we can all say right now about the Packers after their 14th game, 6-8 now, is that Jordan Love, I think he's going to be around a while. I think he's got a lot of potential there. Yes, there's some things that he does, and you're like, eh, but it's his rookie year. Same thing was said about Aaron Rodgers in his rookie year. Everybody's like, well, I don't know. He's good, but he does this and that. I'm not saying Jordan Love's going to be Aaron Rodgers, but he seems to have the leadership capabilities, and he seems to have the ability to pick the spots. You know, I'm talking about, like, throwing the ball up in the air and giving his receivers a chance to make a play, and he did that again yesterday in one of the plays, back foot. But I think quarterbacks in the NFL they realize that if they've got a receiver they think they can elevate above other people, you just throw the thing up in the air. You know, you don't have to make this thing too difficult. Let's just throw a jump ball up there and let's let the guy who's got the ability to jump higher than the other guy go up and get it. And Jordan Love seems to kind of get that a little bit. And, yeah, I know. It's not a certainty that he's going to be a really good one, but there's some good stuff in there. There's some good stuff in there. And the Packers, the wide receiver and core, I mean, they're young, so, and they miss Watson this year. But the Packers, they're not going to make the playoffs now. If they win their last three, yes, they have a shot to make the playoffs, but probably not going to happen now after that loss. They had almost a 50% chance of making the playoffs going into yesterday. We'll talk more about that coming up a little bit later on this morning about the NFC Norris Division. Let's get our twice-an-hour update here, news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Severe weather moving up the eastern seaboard. What started as a storm in Florida traveled along the I-95 corridor, bringing high winds, heavy rain, and flooding to much of the East Coast. Senate negotiators failing to reach a deal on border security, which House Republicans have tied to funding for the wars in Israel and Ukraine. There was some new action along the border over the weekend, however.
Officials at the U.S.-Mexico border are temporarily suspending freight train crossings in El Paso and Eagle Pass, Texas, in order to redeploy resources elsewhere. It comes after authorities reportedly apprehended more than 4,000 migrants in the area yesterday alone. Temporary closures were also recently imposed at a port of entry in Arizona and at a pedestrian entrance in San Diego.
ABC's Liz Landers. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's in Israel, where he's expected to press the Israelis to wind down operations in Gaza as the UK, France, and Germany join the growing international calls for a ceasefire. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin students pursuing careers in healthcare will now enter the workforce more quickly and easily. The state's public and private colleges and universities have a deal with the Department of Safety and Professional Services. It will streamline the process to get new graduates their professional licenses. Holiday shopping creates opportunities for scam artists. Courtney Anklam is a fraud expert with AARP Wisconsin. She says shoppers need to be careful in brick-and-mortar stores, too.
It's just making sure that gift cards haven't been tampered with before you purchase it. You can see the PIN number on the back when it should be covered and stuff like that.
Ann Clam says a lot of bogus retailers promote themselves aggressively on social media. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
Tampa wins the Battle of the Bays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lost to the Buccaneers 34-20. The longer the game, the further Green Bay fell behind. Questions being raised about the future of Packers defensive coordinator Joe Barry. Did he provide the right game plan? Packers linebacker Rashawn Gary.
Of course, going into the game, I feel like we got the right game plan. I feel like we were able to execute and come out on top. But to see the breakdown of the game, see how things went right or left, I have to go back, watch film, which I'm about to do in a couple of minutes to see where we went right or wrong. And like I said, come back, make them corrections and get to work.
Is it time to fire Joe Barry? Matt LaFleur.
Now's not the time for that.
Why is that?
Because now's not the time. I'm trying to find solutions, and I got to go back and take a look at the film.
NBA, the Bucks with a win over the Rockets, 128-119, and another franchise record for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Another game ball today. Giannis, all-time leading rebounder in Bucks history. I think he has four of those. Points, assists, blocks, now rebounding.
That's the Bucks head coach, Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As the end of the year approaches, Freeze Firewood would like to thank all of their customers for their loyal business. They would not be here without each and every one of you. They look forward to continuing to provide you with the highest level of quality in your waterfront needs and to be your premier firewood supplier in the Northwoods. From their family to yours, they wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Freeze Firewood, Little Chicago Road in Phillips.
Hey, I came as fast as I could. What's wrong?
Everything's okay. I just need you to know I'm glowing up.
You just texted SOS Get Here Now.
And I stand by that because I switched to Cricut and got the all-new Motorola Razr. I have entered my flip era, and I am glowing up.
I'm gonna go back home.
I support that.
Switch to Cricut and get the all-new Motorola Razr for $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricut.
Must open a new line on a $60 month voice plan. First month service charge and tax with sale. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricutWireless.com for details.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
I didn't want to see, they brought back memories. You look happy, I guess, got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years, and yeah, I've had my share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours.
Light, and this don't even feel like life, 'cause I don't have
just don't even feel like life. Cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. And now
listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Ooh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you long for the sunshine and the friendly gaze,
that just hit it out of the park when it comes to Christmas music. Garth Brooks is one of them. Love that. 7:50, it's 10 before 8. Cold day today. We're all wimpified from this warm winter. Well, it's not winter yet, but the warm late fall we've had. And 17 is our temp. 20 is going to be the high today. And then we'll get back up to where we've been used to here the last few weeks, into the 30s. 30 tomorrow, and then pushing 40, it looks like, for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Christmas Day right now. This is your forecast for Christmas Day. Cloudy with a bit of snow. But here's a problem with that bit of snow part. 42 degrees is your high on Saturday. So a bit, maybe a bit much. Southeast wind Christmas Day, 10 to 20. So ho, 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 there he goes. A week from today is Christmas Day. You got T-minus 6.5 days to get her done here and get out. A lot of great local businesses for you to check out and get some good gifts. Flavor of the Northwoods gifts available. Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, surrounding area. So I hope you will take the time to support them. The Bucks continue to roll on. They're doing pretty good, huh? Giannis and Damian Lillard. I don't know if you don't pay attention to the NBA. Right now, the Bucks and the Minnesota Timberwolves are two of the best teams in basketball. The Minnesota Timberwolves have finally found a year where they can stay healthy, and they have the best record, I think, behind Boston in the NBA. So Minnesota and Milwaukee both. Two of the best teams right now in the NBA. Steph and the Golden State Warriors, it's pretty much done now. LeBron is okay. The Lakers are okay. But this is weird. If you grew up, in the 80s, 90s, even 2000s in the NBA, the Bucks and the Wolves were always the always being tromped upon him. Just no chance. This year, both teams, exceptional. The Milwaukee Bucks, of course, right here. We've got games for you Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Monday. Bucks basketball right here, of course, on 98Q.
Last minute shopping? Ulta Beauty has everything I need for everyone on my list. Ready to gift fragrance kits from YSL and Valentino, and the hottest gift sets from MAC, Tarte, and Lancome. Plus, everyone loves an Ulta Beauty gift card. Shop last-minute gifts that will bring joy to everyone on your list. Hurry in-store or place your online pickup order today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Our country is experiencing a maternal mental health crisis. Mental health conditions are the most common complication of pregnancy and childbirth, affecting 1 in 5 mothers every year. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. If you or a new mom in your life is not bonding with the baby or showing other symptoms of postpartum depression, time matters. Talk to a healthcare provider about the different treatment options that are available today. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
You know that look you get when a loved one opens up a gift and you know that you've nailed it? The perfect present? Well, we have just the gift to get that look. Hands-free Skechers Slip-Ins. Because with hands-free Skechers Slip-Ins, you just step into them and they're on. There's no bending down to the ground, and you never have to touch your shoes. So how do hands-free Skechers Slip-Ins work? It's like there's a built-in shoehorn in the heel, so your foot slides into place. Find Slip-Ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
This holiday season, visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to hand-stitched leather jackets, our in-store experts will help guide you as you shop, assisting with boot fitting and providing complimentary hat shaping. This holiday, share a piece of the American spirit. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. We have a chance of snow today at a high near 20. Winds will be out the northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 35. We're done with snow by tonight, leaving us with mostly clear skies and a low around 7 with a southwest wind of 5 to 10. Winds will stay to the southwest on Tuesday at 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 30, with partly sunny skies and a high near 30. Wednesday warms up to 36, with mostly sunny skies, and we'll have an east wind up to 10. Thursday will continue to warm up to 38, with partly sunny skies. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 17 degrees.
Let's go!
Can I cut in? I'm a big football fan. Want to get back to the game?
98Q Country.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree. His pretty girl stories.
Jack's heart's on fire and crazy dreams. Oh.